For pushback from a January 6th committee witness, I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. Two Secret Service agents, a former White House operations staffer, and now the former chief of staff in the Trump White House, refuting Tuesday's testimony from former White House aide Cassidy Hutchinson.
Hutchinson claimed that her former boss, former White House chief of staff Mark Meadows, sought a presidential pardon from President Trump. Sources close to Meadows tell Fox that he's refuting that account. Quote, "It's false. He never sought a pardon and never planned to." Furthermore, the source adds that there's been no change in Meadows' posture toward the committee, and he still doesn't plan on testifying, at least not while the issue of executive privilege is still being worked out in the courts.
Fox's Kevin Cork. Late Wednesday, the committee issued a subpoena to former White House counsel Pat Cipollone, who witnesses have claimed threatened to resign over the former president's charges that the election was rigged. The committee says Cipollone is uniquely positioned to testify. It's not clear whether he will. Texas Governor Greg Abbott says the Texas Department of Public Safety will begin random inspections of trucks coming across the southern border after Monday's tragedy in which 53 migrants died in a smuggler's truck. He blames the Biden administration.
The truck passed through a border point checkpoint. It was not inspected. It was not inspected because the Border Patrol does not have the resources to be able to inspect all of the trucks.
The Supreme Court is expected to issue its decision in the morning whether the Biden administration must continue the remain in Mexico policy for asylum seekers at the southern border imposed by former President Trump. Two sheriff's deputies shot and wounded Wednesday in Bibb County, Alabama, southwest of Birmingham, trying to arrest a stolen car suspect. One of the deputies reported to be in critical condition. A massive manhunt for the shooter continues. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.
Medical experts say more people who've had COVID are getting it again.
Scientists say repeat COVID infections are becoming more commonplace, with some victims suffering from the disease three or even four times. And a new study using data from the Department of Veterans Affairs says reinfection increases the risk for health problems like lung issues, heart disorders, and diabetes. That study is not yet peer-reviewed. Also, British researchers say the virus has evolved to be more contagious. The risk of reinfection has been about seven times higher with the more recent Omicron variants than with the Delta variant we saw earlier in the pandemic. Sean Langel, Fox News.
Federal Reserve Board Chair Jerome Powell says there's no guarantee the central bank can tame runaway inflation without hurting the job market. Speaking at the European Central Bank Forum, Powell repeated his hope that the Fed can achieve a so-called soft landing, raising interest rates just enough to slow the economy without sending the U.S. economy into a recession. Another indictment has been handed down against a once prominent South Carolina lawyer.
Prosecutors say Alex Murdaugh took part in an eight-year money laundering and painkiller ring with a friend and former client who's accused of trying to help Murdaugh commit suicide. They say Murdaugh wrote more than 400 checks that Curtis Eddie Smith cashed over an eight-year period, and some of the money was used for a distribution network for the painkiller oxycodone. This is the 16th indictment against Murdaugh on charges ranging from lying to police and trying to arrange his own death to arranging millions in wrongful death settlements for a housekeeper who died in a fall at his home. Still unsolved are the shooting deaths of Murdaugh's wife and younger son outside their home in June of last year. Lisa LaSera, Fox News.
The FBI opening a wide-ranging investigation into sex abuse allegations in the Roman Catholic Church in New Orleans. I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. NetSuite.com/fox.